Love Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up.
As the sun hits my face, I can feel the energy flow. I'm alive and back alone. It's a reason to rejoice. So I thank you for the sunshine. Even thank you for the rain. I even thank you for the beauty the sun brings after the rain. Hey, hey, sun. Help but smile, and it makes me feel so good. Grab a friend or who's ever around, and together you'll greet the beautiful shining sun and say hello. Hello, sunshine.
What's up, it's the hottest radio show in the land. We are back from the dead. But it's the TTLO, the Taking the Limits Off radio show. We are back. So glad to be here today on this mission on Monday. We feel like we've been off for a minute. We've been off for a whole week, technically. Not our fault, not our doing. But, you know, sometimes you're at the mercy. That's it, the mercy. Of technology. Yeah, you're at the mercy of technology. But anyway, we are live, and I'm excited to be here again on this mission on Monday. As always, it's your boy, your host, the one, the only, Dr. Dana L. King, in the studio with you today. Man, I'm excited to be here because I'm just glad to be back on and be back live and have all of my services working and all of that good stuff. So y'all gonna pray during this whole show, right? I need y'all to pray that all of the stuff that's supposed to work stay working, right? We're going to see just how good this stuff works out. We're going to see if all of this, you know, all of this stuff does what it's supposed to do, and we'll be good today. My microphone coming at least from the table. I don't know, though, but that's a whole nother issue, but we'll figure that out, too. Anyway, look, man, we got a great show for you today. I hope y'all are ready for it. the show we were supposed to do last week, Seven Signs You Are a Counterfeit Christian. Seven Signs You Are a Counterfeit Christian. That's the show we were supposed to do last week, Monday. But you know what? Technology said different. But we're going to do it today, huh? We're going to get it in today. That and so much more, man. I got a bone to pick, a bone or two to pick. And we're going to get some stuff clarified today. I haven't been on in a while. Or I just sound real good and clear in my own ear. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But we're going to have a great, great time. But look, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you are already listening on the line, all you got to do is push one. That'll get you to my producer, the best producer in the land, the one, the only, LaTanya Michelle King, taking all of your calls, emails, and chats. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375. That is the call-in number, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. One more time for the Holy Ghost, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. If you want to email the show, you can email the show. It's the TTLO show at ttlomedia.net. That's right. You can email the show. It's the TTLO show at ttlomedia.net. You can email us there. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. You can follow us on Twitter. You can tweet the show. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's 2 T's, 1 L, 1 O. TTLO Radio is where you can tweet the show. If you want to follow us on the gram, follow us on IG, follow us on Instagram, real simple, real easy to do. The same thing. It's on the gram. It's TTLO Radio. That's right. Find us on Instagram at TTLO Radio, 2 T's, 1 L, 1 O. TTLO Radio is where you can find us on the gram. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. And then the live streams are up and running. Y'all come on in, come on in. Say something when you come in the room so I know who you are. Come on, say something when you come in the room so I know where you are. Come on in and holler at your boy. You can find the live stream is up on Facebook right now. Facebook live stream is, ooh, that air feels, bless the Lord. Facebook.com. You can find us there on Facebook, and YouTube is up and running. Yeah, YouTube is up and running. You can find us there as well. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Take a seat and say something when you come in. Don't forget, too, we are an iHeartRadio partner, so you can find us on your iHeartRadio app. Just do a simple search. Do a simple search for the TTLO Media Group, and not only will you find the TTLO Radio Show, but you'll also find Healthy Soul Talk, Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. She had a great show scheduled last week, but guess what? Technology said, no, you ain't doing it. So she'll be back this Thursday, with her brand new series that was supposed to start last week, but her brand new series will kick off officially this week, and it's going to be a great time. But Healthy Soul Talk is a great, great show. Real talk, real issues, real solutions. Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. right here on the TTLO Media Group Network. Then, my brothers and sisters, you can also find us. We come back, my brother, man, and man, prayers go out. Prayers of thanks and gratitude go out to my brother, Pastor Harold Washington, who was in a little bit of a fender bender yesterday on his way back home. He was in a little bit of a fender bender, and we want to say thank God for his protection, the hedge of protection he has over his life, that only the truck was damaged and not the body. So we're grateful that he is okay. Pastor Harold Washington, y'all know, is my brother from the Faith Works and Vision Church, also has a great show that's been on a little bit of a hiatus, but the Kitchen Chronicles every Tuesday right around 7:15, 7:30. He is doing well. His truck is damaged. I think, did you say total?
Possible total.
Yeah, possibly total. His truck is damaged, but he is fine. So we're grateful that he is all good. Pastor Harold Washington and the Faith Works and Vision Church. But then on Sundays, you can catch the live stream. That's right, the live stream from the birthplace here, at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. You can catch that live stream right here. Of the birthplace of gospel music on the TTLO Media Group Network at 11 o'clock every Sunday. Every Sunday at 11 o'clock, you can catch the live stream, the simulcast right here where Pastor Daryl in person is the Reverend Daryl in person is the senior pastor here at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. You can catch it, man. We had a great, great service on Sunday. Worship was just a little different. My God, that's all I got for y'all. Worship was just a little different on Sunday, but it was, my God, it was, man, I was in pain and worshiping. And we'll talk about that too, because I didn't get to talk about that on Monday because we didn't get a chance to talk. Wait a minute. I'm getting my weeks mixed up. That was this weekend. Jesus Christ. Thank you, because I'm a little confused. Anyway, man, we got a great service over the weekend. Great service over the weekend. Don't forget, too, you can find us on Spotify. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us anywhere you can download a podcast, Stitcher, Blogger, any of those places. You can check us out there. Amen, amen, amen. All right, y'all know what we do. As y'all get ready for the church check-in, what church did you go to? Y'all know it's four things I ask you. What church did you go to? Who preached? What was the scripture? And what was the sermon title? That's all I want to know. What church did you attend? Who preached? What was the scripture? And what was the sermon title? That's what I want to know. It's the church check-in. So y'all come on in. Come on in real quick. And let me know what you did. You can check in a couple of ways. You can check in the chat box for those of you watching live. Maybe you don't want to type. Maybe you want to talk. Hey, maybe you want to know what you sound like on the radio. Just don't remember now when you call in. Not only are you on the radio, but you're live on the book and on the tube. So come on, do that. You can do that. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. You can check in with us. Man, let's see. She said, Felicia said, nah, ain't nobody. Look, I wish it was vacation. This was no parts of me not being on was a vacation. It would have been real nice, but what no parts. No parts, vacation related. But I need one, huh? Ain't no parts of it vacation related. No, it was Comcast related. How about that? It was Comcast related. So we want to make sure, but we're grateful to be back on on today. But come on with the church check-in. While y'all giving the church check-in, man, look, I want to, while we doing that, did everybody have a good weekend? Good weekend. How was y'all's weekends? How was y'all's Sunday? And all that good stuff. We had a great Faith Works and Vision International lady was the speaker. She came from Isaiah 40, 29 and 31, Wait in the Move. Now, Sister Pitts, I'm going to give you a chance to make sure I read it right. Just in case you made a typing error, I'm going to make sure I read it right. Because you said the title was Wait in the Move. That's what you wrote. I want to make sure I got it right. But you said, like the old people, Isaiah. Why do old people say Isaiah? Anybody?
I've never heard that.
Really? Oh, yeah, you ain't been around the right old people. you ain't been around. I will say, why am I getting a dirty look? But you just ain't been around the right old people. But I... What? Okay. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. Look, I was just saying. You never heard nobody always say Isaiah.
I have never heard that.
I bet you I ain't the only one. Go ahead.
Peace.
Uh-huh.
Ever since I was a little child.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't hear that.
Okay.
You
think I'm making it up?
No. I mean, I know the Dana fan club gonna come through.
Wow. Okay. Let's see. Virtual Women's Meeting. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Here we go. Felicia says Virtual Women's Meeting. Speaker Shirley Jones. Sermon. When it's time to move on. Move on. Text Ecclesiastes 11 and 4, Job 42 and 12. All right. Okay. Sister Pitt said, that's what I heard. Oh, Wait in the Move. Okay. All right. Got it. Wait in the Move. All right. So let me look and see what this is. Isaiah 40 and 29. Let me get that. Read. It says, he giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, okay, I got it now, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Wow. Okay, I got it now. So let me go back and read that title one more time. Wait. Wait in the move. Oh, is it wait in the move or wait on the move? Yeah, you saw that too, right, Felicia? Right. Wait on.
She heard that.
She heard what? Anyway, Felicia says, I like that. I like that. Wait in the move or wait on the move. I see that. It might be wait on the move, but that's good. That's good. I can see that. Yeah. You got to wait. You got to wait till you know where you're going. Huh? It says, they that wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. That's good. Virtual women, Ecclesiastes 11:4, when it's time to move on. Ecclesiastes 11:4. Let me see what that says. Read. Where is it at? Ecclesiastes 11:4 says, he who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. Then Job 42:12. Thank the great send off, is it? Job 42, you remember last time. Job 42:12. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. Okay. So again, now you got to help me with that one, because I'm not following. I'm trying to. Normally I can follow real quick. When it's time to move on. Message Bible. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Let me get it. Felicia, you're right. Let me read the Message Bible. That might help us get there together. Let's get there together, huh? Message Bible. Message says this. Ecclesiastes 11:4 says, when the clouds are full of water, it rains. When the wind blows down a tree, it lies where it falls. Don't sit there watching the wind. Do your own work. Don't stare at the clouds. Get on with your life. Okay? And then where's the Job scripture? Message. Job. Message. Job. Message. My voice sounds awesome on this thing today. Job. So the Lord. Oh, nope. That ain't it. There we go. God blessed Job's latter life, even more than his earlier life. He ended up with 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 teams of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He named his first daughter Dove, the second Cinnamon, and the third Dark Eyes. Oh, I think I read too far. Okay, so y'all got to help me with that one, Felicia. You got to give me some explanation. You might want to call in if it's too much to type. Follow me as I follow Christ. Oh, okay, thank you. All right, help me. Got it. Now I'm flowing a little bit. What was the sermon title here yesterday? I was out of it, so I can't.
Come as you are.
Oh yeah, come as you are. Thank you. Come as you are was the sermon title for yesterday. Yesterday's sermon title was Come as You Are, and it came out of, where is it at? Mark 10, 17 through 22. Come as you are. Mark 10, 17 through 22. That was the scripture text for yesterday's sermon here at the Ebenezer. Mark 10, let me get that real quick so I can help the peoples. Mark 10.
Read from the NIV.
I will. Mark 10. Somewhere up here, New International Version, right there. Mark 10, 10 through, nope, where'd it go? Mark 10, 17 through 22 says, as Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Y'all know this one. Why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone. You know the commandments, you shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your mother and your father. Teacher declared, all these I have kept since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. At this man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Mm. Come As You Are was the sermon title for yesterday. This weekend, y'all, I thank you all for your church check-ins. If you did not get a chance to get church check-in, if you put it in there, if you put it in there first, put it in there now, I'll go back and check in on you, but thank you so much. We had a great weekend yesterday, this past weekend. The church had its 10th annual vendor fair over here at Ebenezer, man, had Bronzeville jumping over here on this side of town, and we had a great, great time. I got, y'all know, let me go and put this out here. I got COVID vaccine. Yeah. I got my COVID vaccination shot on Saturday. I took the Johnson and the Johnson. Yeah, them. The baby powder. I got the baby powder shot. or the lotion shot, whichever one you want to call it. But I got the Johnson and Johnson vaccine on Saturday, and look, the guy, she clapping. She, yeah, y'all, that's what y'all. That is all right. So yeah, I got my shot on Saturday, and then Saturday evening, I was in great distress, and then come Sunday morning, I was in greater distress, because Sunday had me walking around here like I felt like I was suffering from something on the whole left. The left side of my body was in pain, all over the left side of pain was all over the left side of my body between Saturday night and Sunday morning. It was a little rough around here. So it felt like I had been in a good fight and that whoever was on the left side of me won the fight. The right side got beat down. But the left side, whoever was over here catching this jab was walking through the jab because all of this over here was sore. It's probably time for me to take another ibuprofen or something now because I'm feeling it that while I'm sitting here. I think as long as I'm moving around, I'm good. But when I sit still too long and with my arm hang a certain way. But, yeah, so it was some side effects going on. Hopefully that's the last of them, though. Hopefully if it's just the stiffness, I'll be all right. But it was painful. I mean, like, let me tell you how painful it was. Tears in the eyes welling up. Tears welling up, like Lenny Williams say, as the tears welled up in my eyes. That's how I felt on Saturday night into Sunday morning. I felt like, you know, the one-armed bandit or something, because all I could do was use this, you know. that was it. So, but yeah, man, so it was good. And then y'all know, if y'all follow me on Facebook on my personal page, everybody knows today was the first day back to school. Yeah, my school officially reopened today for the teachers. We officially reopened today for the educators, the teachers, those of us who are with the children. We opened up today, and yeah, y'all can say yours truly was not happy. I was not happy. With the fact that we opened up today. Yeah, I'm, you know, all that about being happy, you got a job and all that. Yeah, uh-huh. I was not happy because, you know, I felt like my summer was interrupted because it's the first week of August and my summer was interrupted. I know we on a different schedule, but I'm going to say it again. My summer was interrupted. And the fact that we got 2 weeks of professional development that I have to sit through and all of that good stuff. So let me, you know, I'm going to guard my words because, you know, everybody and mama be on my page stalking. Yeah, so you have to guard your words. I ain't got to guard nothing. This is my page. So anyway, so yeah, we got 2 weeks of that before the kids actually come back. So hopefully, you know, it's going to get better. Today was a little rough. You know, we were supposed to get breakfast and we got something that passed as breakfast. And then we went inside in the Zoom on a Zoom link for 5-6 hours in a classroom. Exactly what I could have did at home with real breakfast, with grits and bacon, cheese eggs and all that, toast. But you know what? We good. I ain't tripping. I am tripping, but we good. So anyway, at least I feel like Fred Seth when I got the second shot. I was coming from Ouch. Oh, God. I know that's right. I am. But yeah, but look, y'all, I got to go somewhere real quick with you all. You all know we had another crazy, I'm not going to say another crazy weekend, but that's all I could. That's what I'll call it. But we had another rough weekend here in Chicago. But you know, you guys have heard me talk about the gun violence here, what I thought should be done about guns and all that kind of stuff. So let me give you some updated information. So there was two police officers were shot this past Sunday. I think it was Saturday evening in West Inglewood. One died, a female officer, 29-year-old officer Ella French, was killed during the traffic stop, and then her partner remains in the hospital after being shot. I'm going somewhere with this because I'm not just reading it for effect. The first person charged in this was Imante Morgan. Imante Morgan, 21, is charged with first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder, aggravated unlawful use of a weapon, and unlawful use of a weapon by a felon, according to the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. Eric Morgan, 22, is charged with aggravated unlawful use of a weapon by a felon, and obstruction of justice, Cook County State's Attorney Office said. I want to keep going a little bit. Both are due in court for bail hearing Tuesday afternoon. Flags across the city have been flown at half staff. The 29-year-old was members with the raising of a purple and black mourning flag. First responders showed their support with another group of firefighters bringing a few boxes of donuts to Area 1 Monday for officers. A third suspect is in stable condition at Christ Hospital, police said. Police said the three suspects were being pulled over in a routine traffic stop Saturday night near 63rd Street and Bell Avenue when police said they exchanged gunfire with the community safety officers, including Officer French. Neighbors who live nearby say they heard at least four shots. I'm going to scroll down. I want to get to something else. And y'all going to know what I'm saying when I get there. This was updated a little while ago. A Hammond man was charged with the straw purchase of a gun used in the shooting. Stay with me, y'all. Stay with me. Y'all going to follow me because somebody's been listening somewhere. Prosecutors filed federal charges against an Indiana man for purchasing the gun used in the shooting that killed the police officer that got killed Saturday night. Y'all hear what I'm saying? The Bureau of Alcohol, the ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives arrested Jamel Danzy of Hammond for allegedly purchasing the Glock 44 22 caliber semi-automatic pistol used in the shooting, which police said was in the possession of one of the suspects when he was arrested. Court documents said that they believe that the weapon fired the shots that killed Officer French. The ATF said the vehicle that the CPD officers had stopped belonged to Danzy, though he was not in the car at the time. A search on the gun showed Danzy had purchased it in Hammond in March. Stay with me. ATF agents said they found and interviewed Danzy about the purchase, and he admitted he bought the gun to give to the suspect, who said he could not legally purchase a gun due to criminal conviction in Wisconsin. How long? Not long. How long on this show have I been saying, if you start to track down the gun owners of the crime, of the people committing the crimes, come on now, how long have I been saying, how long have I been saying the original owners of these firearms have to be held accountable? How long have I been saying that? Here is my next issue. Patricia says, Officer French was my nephew's former partner with the sheriff. Yes, she was a Cook County. She was a former Cook County sheriff. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. It's great that they got the people that did the shooting. Let me say that. It's great that they got the people that did the shooting. I want to take this a step further. I don't know that this isn't happening. Maybe this is the first time it's ever been publicized. But we have how many guns turned in during the gun buyback programs, and how many guns gotten from raids and drug busts and all these other things? My question is, I find it awfully, or my statement is, I find it awfully interesting that the gun that was used to shoot Officer French was purchased in Indiana by someone who did not pull the trigger. I also found, or Wisconsin, one of the two. It was. But it was purchased, they found the original purchaser of, how quickly, can I say it that way? It amazes me how quickly they found, they traced this gun back to the original purchaser. I wonder, is the same speed, is the same intensity, is the same zeal being done when our black and brown babies are being shot down like dogs in the street, and they find handguns at the scene, or they arrest people later with guns? Are those guns being traced back to the original buyer? Because it's great that they caught the killers, of the alleged killers, because let me make, because ain't nobody been found guilty yet. It's great that they found the alleged killers of Officer French. She was shot on Saturday night. They got the people locked up on Monday. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. They traced back the gun owner, the original buyer, by Monday. So in 2 days, the ATF got involved. Alcohol, tobacco, firearms, explosives. They got involved and were able to find the gun, the original gun owner. And now he is sitting in jail, because he bought a gun and gave it to or sold it to a criminal. I guess, again, here is my, you as a prophet, stop Walter Jones, God bless you, sir. I just find it awfully strange that out of nowhere, in 2 days, we were able to track a gun back to the offender. And then y'all saw his name. Now, I don't know that it matters, but his name is Jamel Danzy, Jamel, of Hammond, Indiana. Now, I'm not saying that Jamel could be, pray for me. I'm not saying that Jamel could, I'm going to say it like this. I find it interesting that they tracked down Jamel, but they can't track down these other gun owners who buy guns and illegally sell them to people. If Jamel, if Jamel is going to be the example, and you finna have, and we finna see strings and strings of arrests of people who have bought guns and now can't give an account to where they are, then Jamel, guess what? You get to be the shining example of great police work. But I promise you, if we don't hear more about more people being arrested for selling guns illegally to our own people, it's gonna be a problem. Hell need to be raised if we can't do no better than this. He bought this gun in March and sold it or gave it to one of these two felons, because they couldn't buy a gun because of their felony record. I've been saying this, I don't know how long, on this show. Y'all can go back. I've been doing this show 8 years. 7 years? Seven?
Seven.
Seven, thank you. I've been doing this show 7 years. I've been saying it since year one. You can't tell me it can't be done. And y'all just proved it in 2 days. You found out who owned this gun originally. That means they know how much he paid for it. They got the date he bought it, March 18th. So you can't tell me what can't be done. What you're showing me is what you won't do. So I'm on a challenge And we need to get to make some calls. I need to talk to some representatives. LaShawn Ford said he wanted to come on. Come on, LaShawn. I want to talk to, call Auntie Lori's office. Schedule somebody. Get Kim Fox's office. Schedule somebody. Find out. I want to know what's the process, because if we were able to get a hold of Jamel in Hammond for selling gun that he bought in Wisconsin.
Well.
Come on.
I would say this. So did you hear about them turning their backs on Mayor Lori Lightfoot during the press conference?
Who, the police?
Yes.
No, I didn't. Is that what they did?
Yes. So one of the, I don't know which one, I don't know if it's the one that's still injured or the one, or the police officer, police officer that passed away. During the press conference, the dad was talking, and he was, he said some choice words to her. He wasn't too disrespectful, but he was, you know, he was angry.
I got it.
And everything else like that. And so then afterwards, like, you know, she went to address the rest of the officers, and it was like, you know, like they had, you know, a Black Panther moment, and they did about face.
Chicago cops give cold shoulder to Mayor Lightfoot at the hospital after two officers were shot. The officers were waiting inside the University of Chicago Medical Center when the mayor approached them, and they turned their backs on her. I'm reading this from, got to give who credit, Chicago Sun-Times. They turned away and gave her their backs. She was given the cold shoulder by CPD rank and file about midnight Saturday at the University of Chicago Medical Center when she approached them on the seventh floor as they grappled with the shootings of two fellow officers. Chicago. So why are they upset with the mayor? The father excoriated the mayor and blamed her for what happened. One source says Lightfoot handled herself well as the father yelled at her. She listened and treated him with respect. It was suggested that Lightfoot say a few words to nearby grieving officers, but as she approached them, they all walked away from her, and the others showed her the back of their, blah, 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 turned their backs. They didn't about face. It looked like it had been choreographed.
Mm-hmm.
Lightfoot appeared shaken. Then she went downstairs to speak to reporters at the news conference about the shooting. The police officers' decision to turn their backs on the mayor while waiting with the family on the seventh floor was significant. FOP President John Cattell. Okay, hold on. See, I'm sorry.
It's like, I mean, you know, right. I see, you know,
okay.
The happiness of
you go ahead and say what you're going to say, because they give me a chance to get my words together, because I'm going to try. Y'all pray I don't cuss.
Of the gun.
Pray hard I don't cuss, y'all.
It's significant, but, you know, were you trying to remedy something? Where, like, you know, it's one of those things, like, you know, it's not, when it happens in your own backyard, then we start making moves.
We need to get these people to be a sponsor, because this is real good.
I am talking.
I know you are, but I'm trying to not cuss, and I'm trying to get my mind together. Go ahead. Let me finish talking. Say what you're going to say.
I am done.
No, you're saying it was like you said, you think it was a quick fix, but go ahead.
It's a quick fix. I'm done.
I'm sorry. I was having a moment. I was trying not to go in, because I'm trying to control myself over here. Lori Lightfoot ain't the problem with the dang on crime in this city. Y'all need to, is that what the police were saying? Is that what they're suggesting? That she is the issue with the police? Is that, and John, what's his face? John, what, Catanzaro, the FOP president, the Fraternal Order police president, the same one that said that the officer that shot Laquan McDonald was justified in the shooting? That? What the hell? Are we serious right now? You're the one who should have the whole city should, those police officers that you call yourself representing as their union president, they should turn their backs on you. You are the problem, because you uphold the bad policing. We wouldn't have a police problem if we could get rid of the dang on bad police. John Catanzaro, whatever, him. That's the same one. Every time the police shoot somebody, he on TV. It's a good shoot. And then when we all watch the video, it's fine. He had no problem when the Chicago police kicked in that woman's door.
Officer French was part of that too.
And the kicking of the door?
She was... the woman, she was, you could see her on camera.
Really?
She filed a suit against the CPD as well. So yeah.
But they said that the police shouldn't be blamed. He never wants to, like, when the police, don't get me wrong, I am not a, I'm not a police basher. I have police officers, former police officers in my family, all of that. I am not the dude who, I'm not one of those abolish the police people. That's just stupid. Don't make sense. I'm not one of those people. But are you really trying to sit back and move the blame around? Because this is not, you know, again, I don't know anything about these two cops that were shot. I know nothing about them or none of that. But is that really what we're doing? Is that really the foolishness that we're doing? Y'all turn y'all back on the mayor because what? She's not supportive? Because what? You don't like the, maybe they got a problem with the superintendent. Maybe that's what it was for. Wow. It says, in a statement, the mayor was present at the emergency room to offer support and condolences to the family involved in hundreds of line officers and exempt who were there when she did. In the time of tragedy, emotions run high, that's to be expected. The mayor spoke to a range of officers that tragic night, and since the overwhelming sentiment was about concern for their fallen colleagues. As the mayor stated, now is not the time for divisive and toxic rhetoric or reporting. This is time for us to come together as a city. We have a common enemy, and it is conditions that breed the violence and manifestations of violence, namely illegal guns and gangs. I'm confused. You just confused the hell out of me. I had no idea this happened. Mm-hmm. I had no idea this happened. Really? Y'all talking about my beverage?
Like, but, I mean, I don't want these people thinking you have a 211 in your hand.
A 211?
Yes. You didn't read that comment.
What? Somebody said, is that really? You know good well I wouldn't have that on, drinking that on the air. I have communion in private.
And on Tuesday.
But that's different. Anyway, I'm sorry, y'all. This back to what this took me way somewhere else, because now I'm like, my point is, you can't tell me that crimes, the amount of unsolved, because here is the deal. When you find the gun, even if you don't know who shot it, you should know who owned it. Because Jamel Danzy didn't shoot either one of these cops, but he's responsible for the shooters having the gun. And all I'm simply saying is, start locking up the shooters. Hell, you can call it the Jamel Danzy law for all I care, as long as you start locking folks up. Because I promise you, even though I believe brother Jamel Danzy is probably going to come out looking like one of us, I'm just saying, because his name is Jamel Danzy. I don't know. Well, I hope this ain't him. North Central University, lives in Hammond, Indiana. A preschool
teacher.
So
what happened to the woman that they caught as well?
What? Somebody that must be the one that's still in the hospital then. Because the two names I read was male. Mm-hmm. And then there's one suspect still in the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the two Jamel Danzies I found, I'm just looking in one. Both of them live in Indiana. One is a camp counselor and the other is a preschool teacher. I hope this ain't one of these two ain't them. I hope it ain't. But yeah, but they look like, you know, because I promise you, if they start doing the research on all these guns on the street, the string of people you going to see lined up when they lock them up ain't going to look like us. I promise you they ain't. I promise you they ain't. But they the ones flooding our streets with all these doggone guns. And at some point, This just showed me, this just gave me all the evidence I need to tell me that they can do this without fail, that they can lock these people up and start getting these guns off the street, strip them of their, I'm sorry, when you buy, just like they tell, what is it, when you commit a crime, you can't vote, what's the law, is that still the thing, when you a felon, you can't vote until you get something expunged or something like that, right, huh? You can't vote for 7 years. Okay, well, when you are found buying a gun, for the rest, if you sell a gun illegally, You should never be able to own a gun. If you are a gun store owner, you should never be able to sell another. All your gun selling rights, privileges, you should never be able to own another gun in life. In life. Never. And you, matter of fact, you shouldn't even be able to be around a gun. That'll fix it real good. Because not only can you not sell them, you can't own them, and you can't be, what is it, five, like they do school, 500 yards from a gun. Which means you can't go nowhere. Nowhere, where's the gun? You can't be nowhere near one. There ought to be some laws to really restrict these people that are breaking the laws. These same people hollering about, it's my First Amendment. It's my Second Amendment rights. I got the right to bear arms. You got the right to be locked the hell up, too. Because that's all it is. It's them saying, it's my right. They took their job. It's my right to bear arms. Them same idiots. Them the ones who are selling guns to the already people, either the ones who aren't old enough to buy one, because what 15, 16-year-old y'all know old enough to buy a gun? And what, where? He buying it from somebody. Whoever gave it to him bought it from somebody. Right? And I don't care if it's a person with a clean record. I bet you Jamel Danzy, if we follow this story, gonna come back. Jamel got a clean record. Now if I'm the ATF, I'm gonna take it a step further. Y'all know what I do now. I'm gonna take it a step further. How many guns has Jamel Danzy purchased? And where are they? That should be the next question. Jamel is in there right now. You see these hot lights I'm under? Got me here sweating and shining like I just got off the ship. But I'd be asking Jamel Danzy right now. Jamel, records show, the records show that you bought 15, 16 guns. We know where one of them at, Jamel. Where are the rest? Where are the rest? Start tracking. This will open, I'm promise you it's a Pandora's box. But if Jamel got to be the scapegoat, I don't care what color Jamel is. Lock them up. What were them Trump supporters? I lock her up. Lock all of them up. All of them. We'll get to these. Watch how fast these guns start disappearing. Or evaporating like water in heat. Watch how fast. Because these folks are buying these guns and ain't saying nothing and just buying them and giving them to folks or reselling them to folks that ain't got no business with them. But they got Jamel. Now I need them to go get Billy, Rob, Bob, Junior, Kelly. Who? They got Kelly. Nathaniel. Negan, whoever. I just need to go find whoever's selling. Look, whoever. Billy Bob. Whoever. Kirk. It don't matter. She said, not Rob. Not your Rob, Angela. Not your. Whoever. Whoever selling these, whoever buying them and selling them, they got to go. It's time. Y'all can come snatch them up right now. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. All right, look, it is almost 8 o'clock. Yeah. What's that? Oh, okay. You off? Your mic must be off. Oh, okay. And it's way over there, out the way. So you talking? But So you know, what was there anything else going on? Anything else going on? Did we miss anything, y'all? Anything happen? Anything else that happened locally or around the world that I missed? I did not watch the Stellar Awards. I think I might try to go back and watch them. I heard they was, but I did not watch the Stellar Awards. It's too much. I don't know. It seemed to be like the Stellar Awards back in the day, and I could be overthinking it. But it seemed like the Stellar Awards used to be have a little bit more, for lack of better words. Yeah, it was a little bit more. Your mic is not on. But it would have used to have a little more. Thank you. A little more. Yeah, it still felt like church, and now it just feels like not church.
is not church.
Yeah. It used to feel like, you know, it used to feel like church, and now it's just another award show.
It's the place to be.
I'm trying to figure out why that light just came back on out there.
Don't take much.
Okay. It's a motion light. Why is it on? Okay.
Tread lightly, whoever you are.
Right. Be careful.
204. Your fault.
Anyway, I find it just awfully amazing that, you know, that I'm not amazing, I should say. I don't know. I lost interest in it. I used to be like, you know, remember the Stellar Wells would come on and we would rush to try to make sure we recorded it or found it. And
I remember being with you guys and y'all would just, I'm like,
we would lose our minds.
I'm like, y'all serious, huh? I don't know none of these songs.
Yeah, we would lose our minds trying to get to the Stellar Wells because we were trying to see people. And now it's just like, it seems like it's just all performance based. Yeah, it's just all performance based. And that's just that's a weird one for me. Let's see. Angela says 5234, the $2.3 million center is Bishop Shepherd Little is state of the art. What's that? What's 5234? I don't know what that is. 5234. Help me out, Angela. So yeah, man, other than that, you know, it's again prayers out to my brother Pastor Washington. Had a fender bender over the weekend on his way back home from Minnesota, but he is well. His truck is not, but he is well. So definitely, again, prayers up to him. It was something else.
When he used his birthday.
Oh, is that why they're doing the documentary thing then? Maybe that's what it is.
It's been nothing but on V103.
Yeah, what is the deal? Oh, they've been playing up Whitney Houston all day?
58 today.
Oh, Whitney Houston would have been 58 today?
Yes.
Whitney Houston.
Because I'm saving all my love for you.
That's how she sounded at the end, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, Pastor East, the working. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's he was on the show. With you. He was on your show, not my show, but he was on your show. Okay, cool, cool, cool. I remember that, Pastor East. That's Rodney East, the guy that helped the Dust. He did some music for La Nation, too. Brilliant on the keyboard, brilliant on the keys.
We have Eric coming on Friday.
Oh, this Friday. Thank you, thank you. Eric Kirk and possibly, hold on, let me get the name of his group. Where is it at? Eric Kirk and them. That's what I'm about to say. What is it? Oh. Eric Kirk and True Worship. That's it. Eric Kirk and them. Eric Kirk and True Worship and them will be on. I used to be a member of And Them. I know what it's like to be an And Them. But Eric Kirk and True Worship, you know, when I was with Christina And Them, that was the name I praised it. What? You trying to say what?
Because you picked the two things you wanted to sing.
What? What you mean?
Get out there and be like.
I'm talking about when I was a full-fledged member of the praise team. I ain't talking about my guest appearances.
Oh, okay. I made that a
right.
All-inclusive one.
No, I'm talking about when I was a full-fledged going to rehearsal.
Like, did you go, like, were you in your car talking about, I might sing, I might not.
No, you know, my singing. And the praise team depended upon the rehearsal status. Once the rehearsal started flaking off, then there was no need for me to be up there trying to embarrass myself.
These are facts.
Because I needed all of my practice. I needed all of my notes. I need all same Danny, we'll back you up. You can hold a note. I can hold one if I got the right note. Thank you. Still looking for some voice peoples. Come through. Holla.
What?
Voice peoples. Okay. Coaches. Mm-hmm. Anyway, really? Yeah, the way you said it though. But I'm like, look here. I don't know how I feel about the Stellars. I'm excited. You know, I want people to win and get an award and all that kind of stuff. But it just used to seem like when we would watch the Stellar Awards, that it used to be a little bit more. It still felt spirit led. Now it just seems strictly for performance based. All right, y'all. Look, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a really quick break. While we take the break, I'm going to give y'all a little bit more of, since she told me, she reminded me, we're going to give y'all a little bit of this I'll Praise Him, Eric Kirk, and True Worship. Be right back, y'all. TTLO Radio. Coming on back. They will be in studio this coming Friday. Eric Kirk and True Worship gonna be sitting in studio with us. I'm excited to have that brother in. Known him for a little while. Don't know him, but I've know of him for a little while. But he will be in studio with us on this Friday. Talk about his new single, simply called I'll Praise Him. So y'all know that's right up my alley. So I'm excited to talk to him about his new single. In the meantime, we are back, y'all. We got a great article for you today. I see folks dip, but that's quite all right. We got a great article for you today, simply entitled Seven Signs You Are a Counterfeit Christian. Seven Signs You Are a Counterfeit Christian. Do me a favor, for those of you who are still on, drop me a line or something in the chat real quick. Let me just, I'm trying to see something. as they say. I'm trying to see something. Drop me a line in the chat. Drop me a little something, a thumb or something. Just let me know in the chat box who you are while I get to this. Again, seven signs you are a counterfeit Christian. The writer says this. Oh, let me get that part right before I get to it. The writer of the article is Frank Powell. We've done his articles plenty of times. Writes for churchleaders.com. Frank Powell, the article was just written in July, actually the last week of July. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Pitts. God bless you. Thank you. I want to know who was there, who's listening, who's watching. You know I got my sneak watchers. Who's watching? Who's actively watching? Because if you come to church, you ought to say something. Huh? You come on now. Well, you ought to say something. Open up your mouth. It's a song called Open Your Mouth and Say Something. You ought to say something. But Frank Powell, Malia Stewart, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. I love obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That's in the Bible somewhere. I saw it for my own self. Seven signs you are a counterfeit Christian. Seven signs you are a counterfeit Christian. The writer says this. Are you a counterfeit Christian or the real deal? Are you a counterfeit Christian or the real deal? This is what the writer says. He says, I usually don't usually carry cash, but on this day I used a crisp $100 bill to pay for some new shoes. As I handed the bill to the cashier, she grabbed the pen. I was somewhat intrigued. Then she ran the pen across the bill. Now I was puzzled. So I asked her the purpose of marking up my crisp bill. Come to find out, this is the standard procedure for $100 bills. The marker is designed to spot counterfeit bills. Why would the cashier be concerned about this? The answer is obvious, right? Y'all know that. Counterfeit money has no value. Maybe it can pose as authentic for a period of time, but eventually someone is going to buy one of those markers and expose the lie. Uh-oh. Come on now. And whether you intentionally use a counterfeit bill is irrelevant. If the marker reveals that you tried to pay with the fake money, you will lose $100 at best and lose a day of freedom in jail at worst. Huh? God bless you. Hey, Sister Sally Hogan, God bless you. The writer says this. During his ministry, Jesus encountered fakes often. Fakes often. And what the market does to money, Jesus does to counterfeit followers. Uh-huh. What the marker does to money, Jesus does to counterfeit followers. What is that? He exposes them. Mm-hmm. Whether it was the Pharisees who posed as righteous men of God or large crowds who posed as committed followers, Jesus constantly exposed counterfeits. Uh-oh. So what are the qualities of a counterfeit Christian? Huh? This question is important. Much like fake money, fake Christians have no value. Uh-oh. My God. They flaunt a self-righteous attitude or a selfless behavior. But if you expose their heart, you would find something different. Most importantly, as Jesus said in Matthew 7:24, eventually counterfeit Christians will be exposed. I wish I had some help. Do me a favor and share this real quick. I know we had some folk on. They was hanging out. We was talking about guns and shooting and buying bullets and stuff. But when we started talking about the word, it kind of disappeared. But that's all right. The writer says this. To be fair, he says, I don't believe most Christians intentionally pose as fake. He says they have either been handed a counterfeit Jesus or drifted away from the radical life Jesus calls his followers to imitate. With that said, he says, I think every Christian can use this post to work on their heart. So here we go. You got these? All right. Seven signs you are a counterfeit Christian. Y'all ready? Seven signs you are a counterfeit Christian. Here we go. The writer says this. Number one says, a counterfeit Christian feels more guilty for missing church than hurting his or her neighbor. That's huge. That's huge. A counterfeit Christian feels more guilty for missing church than hurting his or her neighbor. The writer says, he says, I grew up in a culture where church attendance was the ultimate mark of righteousness. Under no circumstance did you miss worship Sunday or class on Wednesday. A Christian who had gone astray was someone who hadn't been to church, who hadn't been to the church building in over a month. Intentionally or not, I was led to believe my presence at the building was more important than my action toward other people. So most weeks I would walk into my church building, worship God, interact in class discussion, then go home. In the meantime, I disrespected teachers at school, gossiped about friends and classmates, and used women for my selfish desires. Wow. He says, if you value church attendance more than loving people, then you don't understand Jesus. I wish I had some help. My God. He says, the two greatest commands, love God and love your neighbor, are relational. Jesus even says the entire law is summed up by these two commands. So here's the deal. It's entirely possible to be a perfect church attendee and a long ways from God. On the flip side, it's also entirely possible to be a sporadic church attendee and have an intimate relationship with God. It's time to drop this false idea that God values attendance more than people. Oh, this is rich. That's good. And you know what? Reading this, there is a level of conviction there. Yeah. There is a level of conviction there because there has always been this thought process. And this is why, watch this. This is why church gets a bad impression from the unchurched, because so many of us that go to church, so many of us that attend church, don't carry that outside of the building. So they see you get up on Sunday morning and go to church, but then they also get your real treatment. I ain't hear nobody. They see you get up and go to church, but then they see your actions. They see you with your suit on. They see you with your Bible and your briefcase and all your stuff and your choir robe and all of that good stuff. But then they also see you during the week. So you may go to church and shout on Sunday. You may be the first one at Bible study on Wednesday. But they see how you act Sunday afternoon, Monday morning, Tuesday evening, Thursday afternoon, Friday night. They see how you act. They see how you treat them. Maybe you are perpetrating your Christianity. It's very possible. It's very possible that they're not taking you seriously, which is why they won't come to church when you invite them, which is why they won't ask you what church you go to, because they only see you. The only thing they know about church is the fact that you go, but you cuss everybody out. That's all they see. So maybe it's time, as the writer says, maybe it's time to drop this false idea that God values attendance more than people. Let's keep going, y'all. We're talking about today seven signs you are a counterfeit Christian. Number two, a counterfeit Christian believes the Bible is more important than Jesus. A counterfeit Christian believes the Bible is more important than Jesus. The writer goes on to say, for much of my life, I placed more trust in the Bible than in Jesus for eternal life. It was more important that I knew the five steps to salvation than the source of salvation. I could sing the 66 books of the Bible. I knew the vacation Bible school stories. If you're like me and know more about scripture than living like Jesus, here's a strong word for your courtesy. Courtesy of the Son of God himself. You search the scriptures because you think they give you eternal life. But the scriptures point to me. Yet you refuse to come to me to receive this life. Wow. Woo! That's heavy. My God, today. John 5:39-40. The Bible is not more important than Jesus. Or you can recite the books of the Bible using an annoying song. You can memorize the book of James. That's great. The Pharisees memorized the first five books of the Old Testament, and Jesus told them their knowledge was useless. Why? They memorized scripture, thinking their knowledge made them righteous. Instead, their knowledge inflated their egos and blinded them from the Savior. The whole point of the Bible is Jesus.